When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are back with The Bald and the Beautiful.
That's right. The Bald and the Beautiful.
We're two of the most bald, disgusting people I've ever seen. I'm Trixie Mattel.
So fucking bald.
And today we have the privilege.
The honor. The outrageously wonderful opportunity to talk with the legendary, incomparable, inimitable.
No, go on. Flawless, tall, thin, iconic, fashion-forward.
Show-stopping. Record-scratching.
Who is, in a word, great.
Great. Just real fun. Good.
Great.
Real good, yeah.
Lila Tchotchke.
Lila Tchotchke. I would like to call this, wait, before you say hello.
This is a podcast where we talk.
Yeah, this is an intervention. You just observe. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would like to call this episode The Price of Perfection.
I love that. That's how you pitched it to me, and I was like, I can get on board with this.
Yeah. This is like a Lifetime original movie. Like, well, I'm so happy you could be here, honestly.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us.
You know, it's such an honor and a privilege. You guys are just so
Do you do many podcasts?
Iconic. No, but I feel like I should do more. I feel like I should have my own.
You should.
Yeah, you should.
I think I have a lot to talk.
I have a lot of complaints.
You do have a lot of gripes.
I just want to just send, it's like a PSA almost. Like I just want to put it out into the void.
Yeah, monetize 100%.
Yeah, and then monetize it. Do a little ad.
I think your character is somebody we get the pleasure of looking at and admiring, but we don't get the pleasure of hearing enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, I can't tell if that's why it doesn't work or that's why it does work. I'm like, do I speak? Or am I just decorative? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, wait, how? which one do I go with? You know what I mean? It can't be both.
Yeah, I think.
Are you just an ornamental? Yeah, a chachi.
You know what I mean? It's like, do I just stick with being just fucking
drop
perfection,
dead,
drop
flawless,
dead, yes, fucking gorgeous?
Everybody can go home.
Duel it. Or do I spice it up?
Yeah, I show your
vulnerability. Do I diversify?
Yeah.
Do I get vulnerable?
I think enough people don't know that you're, like, of course you're beautiful and flawless, but you're also, you like to make a joke and act like a dork.
Yeah. Well, the truth is that I'm actually really ugly in reality. Yeah. You guys haven't seen
the
me be ugly.
The listeners at home.
You know, they just don't know. It's a lot of work. The price of perfection.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, and I don't think people realize how much work it is.
I mean, we complain about it, but we don't do what you do.
Yeah, no, but you guys know. I mean, I was on set yesterday and I was corseted, you know, like
death defying.
I'm talking blisters, mama. Pus filled blisters. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're changing the camera lens. They're just taking their time, you know, and they'll like move. You'll be like, move something a little step and then just, like analyze it. And meanwhile, I'm like, can you fucking hurry up? And they just don't realize.
Yeah. Maybe they should be corseted as well. Maybe they would go a little bit faster.
It's like in movies when somebody has to be naked and the director gets naked too to make them more comfortable.
Yeah.
You should make the directors be in corsets.
I'm like, you guys should be in full high whore drag, fetish pumps, corseted, wigged, face taped, and then do your job on top of it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think that's great. Or they maybe just give them a pair of Louboutins, those Pigalles, and then just like strap like a space heater to their back.
That's literally what it is, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes it helps to have an earnest conversation with the directors ahead of time saying, if you haven't worked with a dragon before, we are like a ticking time bomb of like, when we call it, we call it, and it's no coming back once it's like, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, sweetheart, this is actually for everyone's own good, because once the eyebrows start sweating off,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap, mama. Yeah. And then everyone's going to be fucked, and you don't want that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is like not just about me being a diva.
Are you sweaty?
It is that. You know,
you're not too bad.
I get stressed.
But I think with you, though, you can't, one thing out of place, and then it's no good.
Well, and then I start spiraling. And I'm like, and then in my head, I'm like, these fucking cunts, these fucking bitches don't even do, I do everything. I styled this. I did everything. I do everything here. They're fucking eating a hamburger over there and I don't even get to eat because I'm in this fucking corset and I haven't even stopped working and I styled this. I art directed it. I did the hair. I did the makeup. I'm modeling. I'm directing. I'm doing the lighting. And these little cunts are over here taking their 15 little break. And then I get in that headspace in my head and I'm like, fuck this. And I start getting real bossy. And I had a writing crop yesterday and I started pointing with the writing crop like, that light needs to be higher.
This is no longer a prop. This is serious. Yeah.
It was Trunchbull. It was full blown Mrs. Wow. Trunchbull vibes.
How do you get so humble?
You know, I feel like I'm, you know, I feel like my head is in a real place, like a realistic. I mean, I know I'm, my character obviously jokes. Uh-huh. It's jokes. There's, yeah, it's mostly jokes.
Yeah.
Do you say mostly kind of true sometimes too? There's a, it's a fine line. It's a fine line.
Yeah. Have you snapped?
When? Which one? Which time?
How are you asking her if she's snapped?
I know that you have. But let me rephrase this.
I'm
question.
Like, have you guys ever been there when I snapped? I feel like there's gotta be a time.
I don't think I have.
I don't think I have. PA on our season I snapped at.
I mean, should we go back, sis?
Let's go all the way back.
I will say I do remember you having, let's say, you know, none of us have been intelligent before. We're basically afraid of PAs.
Terrified.
And you really weren't.
You were not.
You would say what you needed.
You weren't afraid of RuPaul. Do you know what
I mean? Well, I was terrified of the producers more so than the PAs. The PAs, I was like, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Mama. Where's,
if you don't have a coffee, why are you here?
Like, yeah. Sweetheart. Yeah.
Sweetie.
Like, sweetie.
Yeah.
Don't.
No. Where does this, let's go even further back. Where does this attitude come from?
I love
which
it.
Which one?
But
which
attitude? The attitude, the capital A attitude. This kind of like, you're not a fearful, you're not a person that is, you're not afraid to mince words.
I think.
Love it.
It's advocate just like for yourself. My body won't let me.
Okay.
Like, it will not let me, my body won't let me. It won't let me lie. Like, if I'm feeling a certain way, my body is like, just be, girl. Yeah. Like, if you're upset, be upset. If you're happy, be happy. If you want to have a kiki, then have a kiki. But like, I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm really upset and bothered right now. I'm just like, bottle that in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So then it comes out in spurts and sometimes it's like, but like, whatever, that's the truth. Like, and that's the tea.
That's the tea.
I love that. We were just talking about sometimes we're on calls and I have a hard time hiding my emotions.
Yeah.
She does this thing where. So it'll be deadpan and I'll be like, they'll be like, can you, I'll be like, oh yeah, let me just do that for you. And I just cannot hide it.
She does.
It.
For you.
Yeah.
You know what? For you. I know. I'll do it.
But we were talking about how I'm not good at hiding it. I was like, you know who's the queen of it? This whore will let you know.
I don't even try to hide it. Well, what's the point? Because then we're just wasting time. Because then I'm faking it and you're not getting the true reality of what's really happening. And then we're just doing this fake back and forth weird thing. I'm like, girl, no. This is the real tea. I'm not going to beat around the bush. Like,
wow. You didn't grow up Catholic then. Shit.
Well, no, I did. I think that's why I went.
The opposite.
Way. Yeah. It's dark-sided. A cliche, the Catholic cliche.
You went dark-sided.
Dark-sided! Gargoyles!
Have you ever popped off and then regretted it immediately? Or have you had to apologize for bad behavior?
I don't know if I would apologize for it, but I've definitely regretted certain things. Well, there's one thing about popping off in reality. It's one thing about another thing about popping off recording it when it's recorded and it's live or there's like some sort of thing online record online of it. Cause then it's like, you can't, even if you had an ugly moment, the ugly moment will live on forever.
There is this one clip of you that I'm obsessed with. God. It's the one where you guys are marking your rehearsal for, I think, Work the World. Mm. And everyone's in about half makeup. Do you know the clip I'm talking about?
Oh, wait, maybe.
Everybody's marking it like a rehearsal and everyone's marking it, but like still doing it. And you're in like half makeup. I think your hair is clipped up and you have the most stone cold, like, we fucking know the dance. Why are we doing this? And you, the way you hit the moves is like, I need everyone here to know that I do not need this rehearsal right now.
Well, that was so the, I mean, that is probably exactly what was going through my mind.
It was so good. And it's like 5, 6, 7, like you like, bam, like almost rolling your eyes. Oh my God,
is this like the first, is this like bots though?
I don't remember how I saw it, but I loved
that
it.
That choreo?
Oh my God. We did a show together.
Was that the one with off of TV?
Yes.
Yes. Are you guys triggered? I saw the performance. Live? I've seen it online.
Oh, online.
Because it was right after 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was, It was
that was my reigning year, by the way. That was what my career was for a good while.
As fierce as, what I think I love about you, as fierce as you are in Flawless, you've sure had these opportunities where you had to really, I mean, you had to get humble because doing that choreography was humiliating.
I've never in my life, and it's recorded and it's
on there forever.
It's on there forever. I've never been more, and that was the energy the whole time that I was bringing. I was like, I can't believe.
Every time I look over her, and she is.
It's hard to feel it though when you know that it's
there's
not
nothing to
good.
Feel.
Yes,
there's nothing to feel.
No, and the choreography. God bless the choreographer.
Well, she was. I never fault her because
it's not her fault. Don't blame G. Don't blame Mahalo. No,
she's
not
a
her
lovely
fault.
Person.
It's not her fault.
But it was like it was just
she's
like,
looking gorgeous. It was but not gorgeous enough. It's not her fault.
It was just an impossible situation. You have Sharon, who like you know.
Mama, it's blocking. We don't need to be doing a fucking a Little Mermaid parody on stage live.
Thank God,
darling.
Jinx fell down that one time.
That's
she,
the
like.
I mean,
thank
that's
God.
The crowning jewel of the.
That's
choreo.
The only reason I've seen the clip.
Yeah,
it's because Jinx falls. She grabs Courtney's skirt and almost tears it off.
Yeah,
and then you guys go on professionally, or you didn't notice, and Adore is sort of doing the moves, but staring at the dead body on the ground, like like
it was
stop?
Wild.
It was so
it was
funny.
Wild.
I also love, there is this, what did this person say to you on Twitter? They said, you said something and they went, well, this, and you went, great. Do you remember this?
I think that was recent.
It is, it's
I never on, you guys are on Twitter.
We
bitch,
are.
Bitch, you're on everything.
We're on, I'm on it all. She's,
Miss Trixie,
I love,
bitch,
I love
being like, I'm surprised she's not tweeting right now.
Oh, my other hand says.
Are you live? Like, is there someone else tweeting in the back room for you right now? Because this bitch stays on the social, on
all
every,
day.
I'm like, girl, there's a video, there's Twitch, there's video games, there's this, there's,
she's
mama, I can't.
Until they lock me out of those accounts, I will be here.
You but know what I hate about Twitter? And this is a perfect example.
She loves Twitter more than
Twitter.
I do.
I love Twitter.
Hate it.
Why? Why?
Because I don't post things to have a conversation.
But you
we
don't
heard.
Need to.
Great.
Great. Yeah. Bitch, mama, this does not warrant a response.
You like, shouldn't follow anybody, though.
No, well, bitch, it shows up. Like, notifications are like, so-and-so replied to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, mama, I don't give a fuck. Like, you think
I'm here to
this
say my
not,
piece and leave.
Literally, I'm like, this is not a open the floor for discussion. This is a statement throwing it into the void moment.
But that's how it is. Yeah, yeah. You just turn off that notification, you keep stepping.
I'm like, well, what the fuck are these kids thinking? Like, there is no conversation to be had.
Yeah. It's a one way.
Well, and then there's a limit on the characters. And I'm like, well, what?
Oh, now you got a lot of things to say.
So,
and they don't let you edit. Like, you should be able to edit a typo.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate about. That's the only thing I hate about Twitter.
You should be able to edit a typo.
Because you can't edit a post.
Mama, a picture says 1,000 words.
Yeah. You prefer Instagram?
I mean, I'm a visual.
Yeah.
I'm a visual.
Yeah. But you can post whole pics on Twitter.
Well. Wow. See, I have two Twitters.
You
do? Do you have a fake one? Do you have a private one?
Me.
So I have, you have to, so as a young person, I have
me?
A question.
Me or you? Who's young?
You. Okay. Like, what is, because I don't have a, what do you call it, a Finsta?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What does it stand for?
Friends Insta, I think.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was fake Insta.
Or maybe it's fake Insta. I
only
don't know.
Why is it fake?
I only
it's
follow.
Real.
Hers is fucking fierce. It's the worst pictures of all of us compiled, like bad lighting.
Well, that's like her side hustle.
That's like her
hobby.
When
she's
Kim dies,
troll.
We're
going
to go through
troll.
Her phone. Yeah. We're going to be like, we're not going to your funeral.
Yeah.
The picture
she has some pictures of me.
Yeah.
She sent them to me.
Just so rude. Double chin,
so rude.
Acne.
So
like,
rude.
Busted. I'm talking to you, so me rude. At my most. That's what I'm saying. What I was saying earlier, I'm actually really ugly. If you really,
no,
truly
not.
Know. No, I mean, like.
You are beautiful.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You are.
I know that I'm not like ugly in
you're
that.
You're not sense. Jame Gum, but you're.
Yeah, well, Jamie Gum.
Jamie.
Yes! Jamie Gum!
So you go
Jame
from Jame Gum to
Jamie
Mrs.
Gum.
Lippman. Yeah,
very quickly.
John
love
Grant
your suit.
Yeah. Oh, you are the OG Halloween illusion of.
Yeah, you dick. Were, Jamie.
See,
yeah.
I get ugly too in drag once a year.
Yeah. No, you turn it for Halloween. You
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Your
I love
vampire
Halloween.
Was fabulous
I love
too.
Halloween.
That red glitter devil too, the whole thing.
See, I didn't even get pics of that. No one knows. It took 8 hours to get that glitter off.
Oh,
of
I
me.
Know.
Oh my
Scrubbed.
God.
I heard all about it.
It was fucking cool though.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
You're insane
Prozade?
Though.
She's Prozade?
We Prozade all over my we dyed Prozade red and sponged Prozade all over my body and then pressed glitter into the Prozade.
Now, let me ask you something. Why in the
full
hell?
Full body exfoliation.
Why in the hell And it, being a makeup artist and a professional performer, knowing what that makeup removal process was going to look like in, you know, 8 hours, why in the fuck would you ever agree to do that to your body?
She's never not thinking again. About November 1st. She's never thinking again. About October 31st.
That's what I just can't get my head around.
I'm about to gag these kids. I'm about to be the onlyest. And well, I've seen it done before with the glitter. And I'm like, okay, I want to do that. Like, that looks sickening. Like, yeah. Boom.
It's cool.
It is very cool.
And in person, it's amazing.
But I just can't imagine what that Violet shower...
Bianca. Remember when Violet won, Bianca had done it. At the same, we, that was crazy to see in person.
Yeah. And she just did the hands and the face.
And the face.
Yeah. You did the whole body.
She was fully nude.
The whole body.
Well, there's other ways to apply the glitter, I think, but it was on, bitch. Like, I feel like I would still have it on me. And by the way, I took the glitter off at PEG offices, and I kid you not, from November 1st to the day I left, I heard about them finding red glitter in that office.
Yeah.
They like billed me for the cleaning. Like, they were not letting the red glitter from 2016 go. Like,
I wouldn't either.
To be fair, if you came to my house and said, I need to real quick take this off, I'd be like, we're going to take you out back and hose you off.
Yeah. Well, bitch, like, what did y'all, girl, it's Halloween.
Crazy. Well, that glitter too, the thing about that glitter look is, unless you're going to do Prozade and make sure it is bulletproof and opaque, it's not worth doing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point. I mean, it was a moment. No one even knows what we're talking about because there's literally no pictures of it.
Well, just imagine listeners at home.
Just full body glitter, titties, red glitter, a tail, red
glitter.
That's right. You have had probably one of the most illustrious careers. Like the modeling, the traveling, the goodbye. You've done it all. You have all these like people in your phone who all want to book you and have you go to events.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's been incredible. Of course.
It's amazing.
But I feel like all three of us have...
We've achieved our dreams.
Well, two of us.
Which two?
You guys. No, we have done totally different. Like,
totally different, but like, I think out of all the girls that have been through the ringer...
We're all from season 7.
Isn't that crazy? And they're casting 14.
Wow. 14.
But I feel like
you
we're
won
sort
when
of...
you were 21.
Mm-hmm.
How do you... What did...
That's crazy, Violet, to think about.
How old are you, Trixie?
31.
38.
What are you now? 27, 26?
I'm 28 now.
28. Okay. 10 years older than you.
That's wild.
Yeah. Have you achieved all your dreams so far? Do you have to have new dreams now?
No, I gotta get new dreams.
Yeah.
I gotta get new dreams. It's not even, I mean, this is obviously not forever, the drag thing.
When do you think you're gonna quit?
Well, this year kind of fucked my plan up. This is supposed to be like,
you're
trying to get weaned off the...
You should do another big video before, like do it a lot more me.
Part 2. Even more me.
A little less me. I'm quitting.
Goodbye.
That video was like the best thing I'd ever seen.
That's so sweet of you.
And I'm not going to be honest. I didn't see it until probably sometime after it came out. By the time I saw it, I was like, does everybody know about this? Like, I was just like, this is crazy.
How do you do that though? Because I'm always, when I watch your stuff, this is the thing I have in my mind all the time is like, I know what it takes to put, to arrange into, to operate at that level, like I can imagine. And it's so overwhelming to me. It's so overwhelming. Just being in that level of drag is so precarious because there's just, it's so like, it's so elevated. It's yeah, it's a lot. It's painful. It's expensive.
It
takes a lot of coordinating.
I mean,
y'all know.
You know.
Y'all know. No, you do.
I get it.
I mean, it's a different.
I get it.
I get it.
But the thing that is the most worrisome about it is like, how do you top it
and sustain
well,
it?
Yeah, it's definitely not sustainable.
Right.
But topping it is a nice challenge. Uh-huh. I think I just like it gives me something to do. Like I really do like it as much, and I like complaining about it too.
Yeah, you do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I
gives
like
you purpose.
So it gives a purpose. Yeah. And it's nice because it's almost like the whole reason I started drag is like, well, I'm not really into any drag performers, and like I love the idea of drag and like, you know, as it pertains to like vintage drag queens or Divine or whoever was going on at the time. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do what I wish other people were doing. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of what motivates me is like, well, why not me? I'll just do it.
Honestly the reason people should do drag. I was thinking of questions to ask you today. And one of the things I was going to ask you was like, what are the right reasons for someone to start doing drag? Because you were so young with such a clear vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's because you didn't see what you liked around you.
Yeah, well, I would see like, I was on like Tumblr and I was like, oh, drag is cool. Like, look at all this like weird, like
that's candy. Not why you were on Tumblr.
Wow.
tea is tea. She was looking at all types of vintage content. She loved a good old Tom of Finland.
Do you flick the bean at old timey photos?
Oh yes. Oh my God, they're like male
old timers photos.
The old timers, yeah, back from your day.
Lithographs.
I love that. Yeah. That's the ultimate chic thing. Like, I don't even look at porn before
before the 40s, yeah. Mama.
Honey, no.
Mama, this was so illegal, underground, illicit.
They're not even naked.
Yeah, literally. Loincloths.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I was like hardcore vintage. Like you said about my apartment before.
Yeah, she lived the lifestyle.
I lived the fantasy. And so I was like, okay, this is cool. Like seeing cross dresses, and I was like, no one's really giving glam. Like no one, I mean, it was Nicole Page Brooks in Phoenix. I was in Atlanta. I mean, I was going out to drag shows and it would be Nicole Page Brooks.
Like Dusty. I am obsessed with you. Not doing drag yet, entering the club and looking around and going, well, no one's giving glamour.
No, literally, though. I was like, well, no one, like, girl, where is the glam? Like,
where's the transformation?
Where is it? Like, no one is giving me anything here. Yeah. So,
well, it was.
That's the right reason to start, yeah. though, is like, I'm going to do something that nobody's doing because I need to see it done.
I need to see it done properly.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, it was a little surprising, certainly humbling to meet you because I'll never forget that the first day we did that mini challenge at the spring. My fall God. Runway, and I was like, I remember looking at you. We shared the same table. You wouldn't talk to me
from this,
but yeah, royalties from what?
This gif that you're about to talk about.
No. It's not even that one. It's not even that one.
The spring.
Let's talk about the spring.
Oh.
I'm talking about everybody.
I love the fall, but that spring. I had never. We talk about this all the time. Like until I went on Drag Race, I had never seen drag queens in clothes like that.
No, me neither.
And I don't think anybody had done it.
Nobody in Boston was fashionable like that. You either had a glamour showgirl, but there was either like flashy showgirl
or like
never like
lycra bodysuit.
Dinah at the, yeah.
Yeah. Bodysuit, catsuit, or leotard with the hip things, the shoulder things. Like it was just
secret. Oh, the squares of fabric.
Yeah. The glue, yeah, the ruffle little thingies.
Yeah. That looked like little dinner napkins.
Yeah. But nobody was ever like, okay, what is a couture experience look like in a drag show? Nobody ever did that.
Well, bitch,
like
all that shit on Drag Race was never. I mean, I'm actually able to wear couture now, and there is a huge difference. And that was all faking it.
But you know, it was faking it. Yeah, but I don't. I'm not saying authentic couture, but not it has real, the look.
I had the council.
Who would wear an authentic? I wouldn't wear
me,
an authentic.
Me, bitch, me.
Fame.
Jacques Cabaret.
Fame would.
Fame definitely fame, did bring the fashion too. We had such a great season.
I know. You know what? Let's elephant in the room a lot. Let's take a break quick, and we'll get into it.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back.
Honestly, I think that people, season 7 isn't a lot of people's favorite season, but I don't want to use the words cultural reset, but some of you whores, you did things with your looks that did not exist on Drag Race before.
Thank
that.
You so much for saying Matt. That.
I said some of you whores.
Some of you whores.
Like, Fame literally had as nice of hair as RuPaul.
Yeah, we never.
Maybe nicer.
Well, yeah.
compared to these past few seasons, her wigs are definitely nicer than RuPaul's current wigs.
They were. They were nicer. And they had
incredible. I'd never seen drag queens look like you guys.
Different. She brought a variation in her hair. I had never seen.
Well, she's a psycho. The way she packed. It was like so much care. Yeah. I just remember seeing her unpack her things and it was just like, beautiful. Everything was pin curled.
Archival pieces.
Like pinned and gorgeous.
Well, everything was brand new. Because also she wasn't a working drag queen.
Yeah. So she was a YouTuber. She was YouTubing. I mean, I learned drag makeup from a lot of her tutorials, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember thinking like so intimidated because
$35 wigs I wore out the bag.
When she walked in, I was like, well, fuck.
We all thought that.
God fucking damn it.
I'd never seen someone look like that. And then on top of it, she was also really nice. So it was like, well,
thank God for that tape though.
Can we talk about the clip and the tape?
Fame, if you're listening, is in Switzerland, nude on a beach, listening to this. And she's like, I don't give a fuck what any of you whores think about me. I'm bathing in sulfur.
She is ageless on a Swiss chalet right now. Yeah.
She's got some sort of gel face mask on.
This is not a read. Her skin is so beautiful. And she'll do a before and after at a skin doctor. Yeah. I'm like, this is the same picture.
It just goes from dry to wet. That's all.
Literally. Yeah. And she was so nice and so... We want to talk woo-woo. The crystals.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, between you and her, it was like... And some of us contributed a little, but...
And
like,
Max.
And everyone Max, brought yeah, it. Pearl. I like to say that...
Yeah, Pearl, yeah.
Season 7 was the beginning of the end. Was that shade?
No, it was. It was.
I feel like that, it sort of... For me, at least, I sort of kind of started to lose... Just a little bit of... Is this shade towards the next girl?
Say it. Violet being shady? I can't imagine.
No, I mean, it was just... It feels like seasons 1 through 6 are like the core, fundamental...
They're amazing.
What Drag Race truly is about. Yeah. And then season 7, I think it started to become a bit of a parody of itself.
No, I think it peaked at 6,
mm-hmm.
and then we turned the corner or started rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
I feel that way.
I rolled down the hill, straight down it, hands across the chest.
Yeah.
And also we can talk about it. Part of why people didn't like our season and when we were in it, of course, but now with some perspective looking back, I'm like, truly were some of the worst challenges.
Oh, no, Mama, I was there. And I was telling the producers, so Mama, these challenges are garbage, Mama.
Shakespeare,
I was telling them.
Ginsburg.
I was like, these are horrible.
Yeah, they were.
I 21 them. About to win going, this is horrible.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Her makeup is terrible.
This is awful. These are horribly written. Yeah. And that's the thing that bothers me the most is they give us, pardon my French, shitty scripts, shitty dialogue, and they expect us to turn it into some sort of like Emmy-winning gold. Yeah. And oftentimes, we do.
Yeah.
But and girl, sometimes you just can't take a turd and turn it into gold. Like
in the words of Chi Chi Devane, Turd City.
Yeah,
Turd City. I mean, some people, like, I remember none of that stuff was funny, and people like Ginger or Kennedy, where they just could read from the phone book and make it so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But unless it's written funny, oh my God, Shakespeare, it was
iconic. Well, you were on my team.
Yeah. Pearl hitting that tree.
Oh my God.
Pearl hitting the tree. No, you weren't there, Trixie.
Like, I wasn't. I was in the other group.
It was surreal.
I almost snapped. It was so hot. I remember, and I had this cape on, and I couldn't reveal my cape until after Jasmine got her line out. And when I tell you, she could not even get, and we had to be doing it for 45, like maybe an hour. We were trying to get her to do her line. Like,
it was surreal.
And we loved Jasmine.
It was surreal. Yeah. It was like a dream.
I couldn't believe that it was happening.
Legend. No, I could. It was the most surreal experience. And you can see, I was fuming.
It was incredible. Because we thought that was going to be runway. So I think most of us tried to bring runway looks.
Yeah. When I tell you, I was hand stoning that Shakespearean
skeleton.
Yeah.
The bodysuit, everything. I was furious when they said it was for a mini challenge.
Yeah.
Furious.
It was wild. It was so, I was just so happy though. It's like, oh God, thank God these whores are really tanking. I know I'm not going to be
honestly,
in the bottom.
Somehow.
I remember Pearl walked in and said, she was like, I'm lip syncing. And they were like, and everybody was like, we were the worst in our group. We were like, well, okay, because we thought it's all bad. It's not funny.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't, a lot of that writing, you really wonder, what is the best case scenario for this? Because I can't imagine it being funny ever.
They took Bring It On and Shakespeare and combined them. Like, what? And we're supposed to run with that and make it like Emmy winning material.
It's, I mean, sometimes it does. I will say it's amazing, like you said, when people do take bad material and make it work, they're doing heavy lifting.
Yeah, yeah. They're really pulling the weight. Like you said, Ginger and Ginger, Kennedy are great examples of that. Yeah.
Just turn it. Or like, I mean, you and Kennedy, that All I Really Want Christmas thing. Yeah. I mean, it's not funny, but you made it funny.
Yeah, it goes to show you how hard it is to write comedy.
People shit on I think people shit on that season a lot, and I'll admit it.
I'll shit on it.
I'm not rewatching that season.
I'm not either.
I'm in it. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm not rewatching this. The
quality. I rewatched it a little bit in quarantine, and it was funny. I was laughing, girl, maybe because it was just me, and I was like, "Look at me go!"
There is a lot of Kennedy cracks my shit up.
Yeah,
in that
she's
season.
Very funny.
That so many clips of her just staring,
she's falling asleep and untucked.
Oh my god!
That's great. Yeah. So okay, what? So you won Drag Race at 21 or 2?
I think I had just turned 22.
That was so surreal. You were there.
We were there. New York.
You were there? You were there in rollerblades.
Yes. Wait. No. It was rollerblades on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. Right?
Rollerblades on the red carpet.
Stage 47 or something.
Stage 46 or whatever in New York. And we all had to do numbers leading up to the top three.
Yep.
And then
we remember events.
Me and Katya vibed. Kennedy flew through the air. Yeah. You won and then hung from that hoop. Like what? I was in the back selling t-shirts out of drag out of my own suitcase while you were spinning.
I remember before I went on and got up, I just won. And I remember Bianca was there and she was announcing me. And I was about to go up and do this, like, looking back, it's very dangerous. Like
you were so high up in the air.
I would never do this today because I literally was performing over an audience. Like I basically swung out over the audience from the stage and climbed up and did a performance over the audience. And it's like, there's no way this is safe. Like looking back,
so
I'm like, that would never go, Pat. Like that never work. I literally went up there, threw it up. So I'm about to do this crazy shit. And Bianca is like reading me right after I won and right before I have to go do this number. And I'm like, is this bitch for real reading me before I have to get up in the air and do this twirl shit? Like,
my God,
can this bitch shut the fuck up?
No.
No. The answer is no.
She has not been paid to shut up.
That's her gig. Yeah.
She's been paid to let you have it.
Like, girl, I'm about to get up in the air. Can you like let me have like a little bit of headspace here?
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was a great night. And also that was that when we saw your video, Betty? For Betty?
I think it was that moment.
That video, that song.
Fantastic.
It's fucking, it's amazing.
I think it's one of the best.
I know every word.
Top five. I think it's one of the top five. I only don't include your music because it's country and folk.
That's fine. Okay. No, I'm not offended.
Okay. honestly. Like, I mean, I'm thinking about like club bangers. It's like number one.
It's amazing.
Right up there with the same parts.
Thank you. I very much so appreciate that.
You should be proud of it. Are you proud of it still? You should have enduring pride for it.
I think I'm triggered a bit because I did perform it on bots with off of TV. It was that era.
Oh, that's right.
So that whole
that's right.
That whole era for me is a little dark and tainted.
Did I eat your ass to Betty that was in the pig
that
costume?
Was great.
Yeah, that was
See,
fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
People taking bad material and making it fun.
No, literally, we were on tour like, this is so lame.
It
and
was
like,
so demoralizing.
We had to do something and then we got in trouble for it. They're like, you can't do that. Yeah. Like, you can't do that again.
It's a kid's show.
It's a kid's show. You can't do that. So you have to do the parody of Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And this was me raining. And I'm like, what? Like, this is not what I signed up for.
How do you, speaking of not what you signed up for, how have you coped with the reality that a lot of times drag is, I mean, the audience is children? Because you don't
it's
have a children's
not for
act.
Me. It's not for
you don't
me.
Have a
I mean,
act.
I intentionally designed my life to never have to think or deal with children. Like, there's, I mean, I just.
I love it.
I don't know how else I could have designed
right
my life. Like, what?
I do not fuck with children.
I don't fuck with children. Like,
I'll take your money.
No animals, no children. Yeah, buy my merch. But, bitch, I don't need to see you at DragCon. Like, I don't need to see you here or there, everywhere. I don't want you to be dressing up in drag and coming to shows. I don't want you to be performing. This is my thing.
And
you
honestly,
know what I mean? Like, this is my sacred space to do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
And that is what that's why I started doing this. You can be your own boss. You get to do whatever you want. There's no rules. Mm. And that is why I chose this. And it's like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, no one cares about your kid in a wig. Okay?
I have never been more in love with you
right?
than this moment. You could take me to church right now.
Drag like, children, give me a break. Give me a fucking break.
I know. I complain about
Mama,
the kids.
Mama, until your kid is alone in a wig in the McDonald's at 4 a.m. in Perth, then we can talk.
Yeah, blackout drunk. Yeah,
like girl.
That's
no.
the other thing too. I got into drag because I also like that it's to me at the time I thought it was next to pornography.
Yeah.
Like it's
sleazy. It's sleazy as fuck.
And like my shows, it's if there's kids there and they're like, well, there's kids here. I'm like, well, they're about to hear about me licking an asshole, aren't they?
Boner killer.
I'm like, dude, no. Like, no. Yeah. This is not for children.
It's so strange. I mean, I've never been in a situation in my life where I've presented with children and I have to, I mean, I don't even know what to
interact
do.
Or say.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want to affect them at all in a good or negative way. I'm like, even my sister's kids, I'm like,
I don't know what to, hello, child. Hello.
Hello, fellow child.
So I'm like, are you taking ballet? I'm like trying to push cool things. I'm like, do you like ballet? Like, I'm trying to like, you know, give my little positive influence. Yeah. Like, you should take pottery class. Like, I'm trying to like, you know, be the cool, like, artsy, give some little influence. But I'm like, girl, I don't have time for that either.
Come back when you're 17.
I want to be like you. You're like, you don't have the face for it.
I'm like, darling, I'm sorry. It's just not symmetrical.
It's not going to. We're going to take a break.
Girl.
And we're back talking about kids in wigs.
Yeah. Fuck them
kids. I don't care what adults think of my drag, so I certainly don't care what children think or their parents.
No.
Girl. Yeah,
that's not why I do drag.
People walk out of my shows with parents with kids often, and I'm like, I don't set an age limit on the show, but I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that, too. Like, where somebody will say, oh my God, my daughter who is four is her favorite. I'm like, Why me?
Your character is literally a Russian whore. Hooker.
Like, why not Nina West? Do you know what I mean? Like, what, she does Disney videos. Like, that makes sense to me. Somebody, you know, but like,
a mentally ill prostitute drug addict.
Crack whore. Literal crack whore.
Literally.
I mean,
You get me.
I love that they are inspired by the confidence and trying to instill that. Like, great. I love it. It's a Hallmark movie.
Yes,
but there's other ways to get confidence.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
get bangs.
I got bangs.
Do chunky jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't been able to instill confidence in your children, you need the help of a crossdresser.
Or a floppy hat.
Yeah, floppy hat, yeah. Have you tried wearing a funky hat today?
Say something hat day.
Yeah.
Say something hat day.
What's your favorite thing about drag?
I think total creative freedom.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I just like, I'm a control freak. Like even, I did a project yesterday, like I said, and they were like trying to micromanage it a bit. Like there's a client and they have the money and so they want it specific. I mean, I'm sure you guys deal with this all the time and they're like just giving notes and I'm like, no.
And the bigger the company, the more like waves of meticulous notes.
Yeah, it's
up
like
a ladder.
17 people are like, and I'm like, and it's the day before and they're like, well, we don't really think that this and that. And I'm like, darling, I don't really care. Like you guys hired me to do me and this is what I'm here doing. And like, This is what it is. I specifically signed up for this career, so I don't have a boss. Like, I am the boss. Yeah. So
I'm going to do this, and you can be in the room and hit record while it happens.
Literally.
Or not.
Or not. And, like, if you guys want to edit whatever, you know what I mean? Like, there's no. Like, I am the boss of myself, and this is my career, and, like, you should be honored to be able to work with me. Like,
yes. And you know what I mean? 100%. Because also, like, drag is already dumb. Let us have the integrity of saying, of having, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a hard time saying stupid shit that other people want me to say. I don't mind saying my own stupid shit, but it's hard to sell a turd. Like, can you just say this thing? And I'm like, I would never say that.
Oh, I'm doing that right now. There's some lines people want me to read, and I'm like, I would never say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it like that. I'd say it like this.
I will say, in my experience, when I do say stuff like that, people are usually cool about implementing it because they're so weird about writing for your character. There's somebody's job to write it. And usually if you go, I would say it more like this, they will just go along with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Although,
or maybe they don't.
Although,
did they not? She doesn't.
Well, I think it's more about, like, for me, it's the visuals. They're like, well, we don't think it should be this outfit or this wig or this da-da-da-da-da. Or why don't you want to be blonde? You should be blonde. I'm like, I'm not blonde.
Yeah.
Like, hire a blonde drag queen. Like, there's so many of us. There's no shortage of blonde drag queens.
Like,
you don't do the white blondes anymore once in a while?
No. Well, it's like, there's just so fucking many of us. Yeah. You guys have gotten, I don't know if you guys have. You're pretty, like, distinct. But I've gotten, especially in the fashion world, they're like, Aquaria over here. Miss Fame over here. And I'm like,
Does that make your blood boil?
Miss Fame, Miss Special.
Miss Fame. Yeah. Oh my God. Is this the Swedish?
Yes.
Give us the Swedish photographer.
Yeah, Miss Fame, Miss Fashion.
I love watching videos of Fame in foreign countries with people who no one speaks English, and it's her walking into, like, I'm sure it's a fashion building, but it looks like a Cheesecake Factory, and she's like strutting. And it's like middle of the day, and there's a little paparazzi, whatever.
And there's like two little shorter gay people behind her, like trailing behind. And then you see her husband somewhere in the distant background.
Yeah, and you know she's wearing something chic, but to me, it's always like a raincoat.
Oh my God. I'm thinking she's got sunglasses on, blonde hair slicked back, a raincoat, and a glove and a black pump. And she's like walking.
Beating it. She's beating it.
She's somewhere to be.
You have to. So I watch you, and I watch Fame in like these, you know, these Instagram stories of Fashion Week. And I know it probably to the average person, it seems like the pinnacle of glamour. Mama, to me, absolute abject torture.
Literally. Torture. It's actually hell. And I tried to pitch it. Like, I tried to start filming it so people can kind of get a more like in-depth view of what it's like. But it's literally horrible. Like, it's not glamour. Well,
everything about it seems horrible.
It's just extreme. So there is extreme glamour, but it's like the other tail end of that is also happening. Like, extreme discomfort, stress. Like, it's
stress.
Horrible.
Also, you could be late. There's so many things that are going to go wrong. You could get your credentials couldn't go through. You could be humiliated. There's so many.
All of that has happened. I mean, all of that has happened. It's horrible.
Do they try? They don't try to assert makeup on you, do they?
Oh no. I mean, well, yes, they have.
So if you go to,
it depends. If I'm being paid the big bucks, I'm like, sure, I'll be a model. Do me up.
Okay.
You know, if you're paying the doll to be literally a doll, like,
but that's
sure.
In the show, right?
That's either in the show or in a campaign or something like that. But
otherwise, that's different though. I'm talking about attending, people will, they'll be like, oh, that's so, you get to go to Fashion Week. You get to go to this show.
It's
that,
work,
to me,
mama. It's work. It's complete work. People don't understand. It's literally, they're like, oh, well, Violet over there, why don't they book her, this other girl, for fashion campaigns? She's fashionable too. I'm like, darling, I have been flying myself to Fashion Week, getting in drag for free, going to all these shows, meeting these people, going out to dinner, going out to clubs, getting talked to, brushing shoulders with all these people just to book that one campaign. Like,
that seems
getting
horrible.
In front of these people's faces just so that
you're
there.
Can
be seen.
Yeah.
It's like, so if Miss Thing, whoever you're thinking deserves a campaign, wants to like hobnob and claw her way, you know what I mean?
Let her do it.
Let her do it. No one's stopping her, bitch. I had to hire a publicist, which was like tons of money a month. It's like a lot of shit people
don't even
realize goes into it. So it's like, yeah, I may have booked one really great campaign, but there's so much that goes into just meeting the right people to get you in front of those spaces. Yeah. People just don't think about it.
You would never succeed.
If it
was her flying herself and getting in drag for free.
Are you kidding me?
It's also very, very fun. Like, I think I just like working. Like, I know you love working too.
Obsessed.
We all work really hard, but
yeah.
She almost didn't come to this.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want to know, but I want to know some specifics because I mean, I imagine that I have a bias and a prejudice in my head against sort of quote unquote fashion people.
Oh, me too. I hate them.
But it's ironic to me because it seems like a lot of these people, I assume, are like outsiders or weirdos or you know, growing up. And then now it's like they've kind of like created this world where there's snobs and they can exclude people
It's both.
Is it like that? Are there actual genuine nice people in those circles? There must be.
Oh, I've had some amazing, amazing experiences, but there's definitely an elitist. And I think it actually maybe stems from being an outsider, being a weirdo. Then you sort of are like, okay, well now I'm going to be
taste their own medicine.
You know, I'm going to be the cool person now. And I'm going to be exclusive and elitist and da 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 da. So there's both, but there's definitely like incredible, incredible people and true artists. And like, there's also just a lot of bullshit.
I think Marc Jacobs is lovely.
Yeah, he's lovely.
He's like the nicest guy and a big drag fan.
I love how like supportive of the dolls he is.
He's like the number one cheerleader.
And he's also kind of a style. Like, he's had his own style journey. He went from like very long hair femboy to like super, super butch daddy. And now he's doing this like
chic librarian look.
Chic granny librarian.
Yeah. I mean, you have to come a Raja?
Yeah. Oh, very, very much so. It's like,
I am obsessed with what the Raja currently looks like.
What does she look like now?
The only
Nana.
She looks like a slutty.
Is she fashion
grandma?
Nana?
Is she macrame? Like, what is it? A burner?
Yeah.
A little bit burner.
Very burning.
A little bit macrame.
What's a burner?
Like a burning man.
Oh, God.
She does like long middle part.
Burner a bit.
Oh, no.
You're very yoga girl.
But I'm not like Kabbalah spiritual mother type.
You could be.
Yeah, I could be.
But you could. But we want you.
So, and who have you had? You don't have to name names or anything. I don't want the gossip.
No, you do.
Have you had any like situations where like you've met an idol or someone you've really looked up to and they have proven to be a total cunt or like they've shattered your illusions or you know what I mean?
She's like, how many times?
Really?
I mean,
I don't know. It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've done that to people.
Can I ask? I mean, I'm assuming Dita before you met her was like a huge, oh my God. And you literally toured with Dita.
Yeah. And now you blocked her. You blocked her on all your socials, I believe.
Blocked. I'm completely blocked.
Oh, for a second, I was like, oh my God.
There's drama. Yeah, there's tea. Call Jake Yonce.
Call Jake Yonce is cannonballing at his Windows 95 computer right now. Is it crazy to think you have a close personal relationship with this person?
Yeah, it is. I could just look at pictures of her all day. And sometimes I do. She's just such a perfectionist. And I basically what I was talking about earlier with drag and how like, well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
That's what she is for burlesque performers, for women. I feel like she's like, you know what? No one is giving what I would like to see. Yeah. So I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I really, truly respect her. She's really, really incredible. And
was it you, Dita, and Johnny on that tour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys were touring the same, I think it was Moving Parts. It was like 3 years ago. We were touring the same venues as me, different nights. So I would see your posters all the time. It's just so surreal.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wish I could have seen you on that tour. I got to see Dita on New Year's last year.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. She was great.
She's fabulous.
Yeah. When I saw you do you see Work the World?
I've only seen it on like clips a bit.
Oh,
I've
when I saw you in Sydney.
Oh, in Australia.
Yeah, I was starting my tour like the next day and we went to see you and I love everyone on the tour. You fucking let those whores have it. You closed the show and you did that Kylie song, I'm the One, and you were spinning.
Oh, yes, that one.
With that, like, I don't want to say it's a hat. It's like headpiece, metallic headpiece.
That headgear of yours.
And you were spinning and it was just such a fucking serve. It was incredible.
I love that number.
Best part of the show.
I want the one where you go, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, yes.
The giant dick.
That one's really good.
That is fucking funny.
The giant dick.
I know.
There was a whole cock and ball.
Like an apparatus. It's called an apparatus.
It's called an apparatus.
It's called an apparatus.
On the metal cock and ball apparatus.
Dick and ball torture.
They did.
Cock and ball torture.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. I love that one too. I've done some cool shit. I was like looking back at all my pictures, like obviously in quarantine and being like, whoa, like did that.
It's surreal, isn't it? Sometimes because performing seems so far away now.
Far away.
It really does.
And how many days a week do, I don't want to say you take it for granted, but you're like, when you think back, you're like, I did that show every night for months.
When you do that though, it gets so, when you do it over and over again, the same show, like how we do on tours, it does become like, all right, clocking in, gotta go put on my hard hat.
Isn't that funny?
Especially once you know your number and you're not nervous anymore, you have to kind of psych yourself into the show every night a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sitting backstage with my fucking bush hanging out eating peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah.
Like, I think I got 5 more minutes before I have to get ready. Like shoving pretzels in my face and then being like, all right, I guess I gotta put this fucking corset on and give it to them.
Yeah.
It does become mundane.
Work the World is, what a cool show though.
Oh my God.
I want to be in that show.
Amazing.
I don't want to do that driving though.
She says she wants to do it, but she only wants to do about 6 dates. I was like, that's not going to happen. Like,
well, maybe 4 dates.
That's what it is though.
Did she get a 3-day commitment?
Well, some girls get to just leave. I won't name names.
Is there a genuine camaraderie among the cast? I'm sure it depends on who's there. Any big time beefs?
You love Kim.
We love Kim. I mean, sometimes when I look at Kim, I can look at Kim and we'll just start burst out laughing. Like someone will say something just ridiculous and offensive and we'll just be like,
that is so Kim. She flies under the radar.
Like we just kind of literally hater. Like slowly look. She really is.
The silent shade.
The bully.
I love working on cast. I love it. I miss it from back home in Atlanta. I think solo touring is...
It's lonely.
It's lonely and difficult and it's so cliche to be like, I'm lonely in my hotel
The lonely
room.
Star, yeah.
The lonely star. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God.
I feel like that's you, though. You're the lonely star.
It's me so all lucky. The time. It's so that.
Totally. It's you crying, and your friend's like, you want to hang out? You're like, I'm crying right now.
No, I'm spiraling, mama.
She's at the Mondrian.
I'm depressed. Literally, I'm at the Courtyard Marriott trying to get my Grubhub to work. just sobbing over some Panera.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Denny's brought to my fucking Holiday Inn. Leave me alone.
Literally.
Who are some, okay, so I know that, so who are some of your like contemporary style icons? Since I know you do the had a thing for retro glamour, but I'm talking contemporary, like living. Living legends, love? Divas, dolls.
I know there's someone that I think is, I mean, Amanda Lepore is living.
I was just going to say, yeah. I think of you like an Amanda where your commitment to beauty is so inspiring. It's like, if this person can do 110 every day, we can manage to brush our teeth.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Absolutely. Amanda is such a committed, like, I respect it so much.
It's incredible.
She just came out with a lipstick and I cannot wait to scoop that up. Shout out to you, Amanda, if you're listening.
She did a lipstick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi,
I think I'm on
me,
the PR list.
Amanda Lepore.
Please don't die of a coronavirus.
Love and kisses, Amanda.
I got a cameo from her for my birthday, and she was like, "Hi, Tritzy." Tritzy.
It's so good.
Hi, Tritzy.
Tritzy. So good.
David and I just want to say happy birthday.
She's the best.
Yes. It's amazing. My old manager had a voicemail on the phone from her saying, "Hey, it's Amanda. I just woke up. I'm going to take a nap." I love it.
No, I am picturing her. I want a documentary about her so bad. Just
why
like,
has that not happened yet?
I was trying to get David, who did Moving Parts, because he's like, I want to do an Amanda doc.
I want day to day, her at the grocery store, her jeweling, her waking up, her going to the bathroom, her at dinner, her at lunch, her going out to the clubs, her talking on a chaise. Like, I just want day to day life story. Her own words.
Did you read her book?
No, I didn't.
It's really worth it. She says in the first two pages that she didn't write it herself. She's like, I'm perched in my bed writing with a feather quill. And then it says like, no, but it's a good idea, isn't it? Her life story is bananas. You have her commitment to like getting her ribs broken and healing so she could be smaller. Like, what?
I've only like heard bits and pieces. That I think
you're trying to slow motion break your own ribs.
Well...
Do you ever get worried about that?
Yeah.
No.
It's just viscera, right? It's just organs.
Yeah, it moves around.
Yeah. I'm remembering this very clear that in season 7, we asked you a lot of questions about your corset, because honestly, none of us had seen anything like that.
No.
And you said you slept in it for a while?
Well, I was trying to prep for the Death Becomes Her challenge.
The corset training.
And I was like, oh no, like I am going to be known as the girl with the tiniest waist, whether I like it or not.
What was the final count on that? The final inch 12. Count?
No,
18. Not 12.
Like, I think it was 18.
It was 17. Isn't that crazy? I remember it. It was 18.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember I almost
blisters,
fainted?
And you had blisters the next day. Yeah. We're talking skin raised, filled with fluid.
From the lacing.
The ropes. Yeah,
from the ropes. The lacing in the back.
Yeah. I wasn't even there for that because I was MIA.
Right. Yeah,
but when I got back, you still had the blisters.
Yeah. We filmed every fucking day. Yeah. People don't realize it's like you do. I did the smallest waist in Drag Race history. The next day, I'm doing the same corset with latex over it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was because when we did, we had to walk the runway twice. And I remember between walks, you had to like, you got a little.
Oh, because you had to wait. You did. I was like towards the end, and you had to wait for everyone else to go again.
Yeah.
And then you get to go again. And I was like, Mama, I can't wait for all these clowns to walk. Take me out of this corset. Ellen!
I can't wait for all these clowns to walk, Mama. Just give me the crown.
Get me out of this corset. I can't do it.
When did you think you were going to win?
You know,
Because I didn't think you were going to win.
Okay.
I love the honesty.
I'm going to say this. I thought it was Ginger until Hello Kitty, and I called you the next day, and I said, it's you, bitch.
Oh,
I said, you deserve to win.
I don't know. Part of me, like, When I saw
Betty, that's when I knew. No, seriously.
But I didn't think, like, part of me had an idea when they called me and were like, we want you to audition. I was like, oh, I'm winning it.
Really?
Did you? Like, in the back of my mind, like, in the very back of my mind, I was like, oh, I'm doing this. I'm going to win, and that's it. And then it was sort of still in the back of my mind the whole time, just faintly there. And then I was like, maybe I'm not going to win this. Like, maybe I won't win this, because I really didn't showcase anything besides my... fabulous personality and my amazing aesthetic. So maybe I'm not going to win
and
this, which
heart.
Is fine.
Yeah.
And my just warm, your kind,
generosity,
you know, humble
the
heart.
Most winning personality.
Very that. Mm. So I was like, maybe I'm not going to win this, But then I was like, maybe I probably will.
The only time I thought you would win is only because Ginger truly was able to walk into those challenges and make anything work. Mm-hmm. But then you, I mean, once
she's a fabulous actress.
Incredible.
Like, yeah, literally really good. Amazing actress, hilarious, can deliver like.
Yes. Amazing. Like hand her the microphone. Yeah. She can do
you're good for 3 hours. Yeah.
She's amazing. But like by Hello Kitty, I was like, it was incredible what you did. I mean, you deserved it.
Well, at that point I feel like I was on like Adderall or something. My mind was, I just remember being so like, all right, gotta just like, we're gonna, this is my time. I gotta, like I had done so, I won the first challenge and I was doing so poorly.
Oh, that's right. You did win the first challenge.
Right, and I had a huge gap, and it was just like I really wasn't showcasing anything. I just remember by Hello
Kitty.
You
didn't do poorly. You never lip synced once, right?
Because everyone was so horrible.
Ah! Yeah. That's the great strategy. Just like, don't be the worst.
Yeah. Honestly, on All Stars, that is the strategy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it works for you.
Don't put the sign on your back, but don't be in the bottom.
Yeah, like,
Just coast. I was safely coasting to for the a crown. While.
Do good, and then. Don't win. Like, just do good in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then we won. We worked together on that dancing challenge.
Sure.
Yeah. And you did great in Despies.
Yep.
That was cute. It was a moment.
You know what I said about when you win, you won? Is because certain people, when they're on Drag Race, every challenge they complain about what they're not good at. Mm. And you, regardless of what you were known for or good at, you were like, well, I might not be a comedy actress, but that's what I have to do. So I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it. She gave
it
her all. Yeah. I mean, but it really is faking it. I'm like, no, that was it. That was good.
Yeah, it was good.
No. Like, that was really good.
They're like, do you want to do it again? You're like, no, you got it.
That was it.
I remember, it was like, you had a really unflappable confidence. He's like, you were just like, act as if, like, it's, that was great. That was perfect. I did it great. You were just kind of like, good. Yeah,
I mean, it's
good
like,
attitude.
What are you going to,
asshole clenched, but fully smiling. Like,
yeah, literally. Well, and part of it is also like that notion of like, when you go for an audition or you go for an interview, dress the part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if I can use that as a crutch, if you will, just like looking the part sometimes gets you like 75% of the way.
Yeah.
And the part you were auditioning for was a S&M prostitute. S&M prostitute who hates everyone in the room.
Literally. And I got it. I mean, here I am.
What was your favorite look from Drag Race 7?
You have to look back pretty fondly on like most of those. Like, come on.
I know. Well, I kind of like, I do, but everything is so different now. Like,
yeah.
Like
wig quality, stuff
wig
like that.
Yeah,
quality,
but I mean, like, regardless of like but I feel like the way things that you constructed by yourself, made by yourself, crafty stuff, it was all really elevated.
Yeah. I think
the styling,
Hello Kitty,
the taste level is great.
Hello Kitty, I'm proud of because I really did like, I was so stressed out and so frazzled and I made it all there and like
it was such a serve.
I still think it's great and like it was a serve. The rest of it is sort of like, okay, well that was good for the moment, but now even the contestants that go, not to say that like having nicer wigs or having better shoes or having better anything really helps.
Because we always say money doesn't mean taste level.
No, it doesn't.
It certainly doesn't.
And it doesn't, and trends come and go and like sometimes a styled wig, sometimes just you can buy the most styled wig in the world, but sometimes it just isn't good.
Yeah, I relate.
And that happens a lot. And it's sort of like, it's weird. Everything's so muddled now and everyone's so like the same, but like it's weird. Everything's so weird now.
So say I'm packing for Drag Race season 14. What would be your advice to me?
Money. I mean, you do need, for me, it's about getting super unique things. And look, it is about doing what no one else is doing. Or doing it in a completely new way.
Well, that's very vague.
You know, well, what do you want?
No, it's true.
What do you want? I would bring leather shoes. I think that is like, that's my one regret is I had horrible shoes. Like you can have an ugly Santee Alley Fashion Nova outfit on, but if you've got a leather pump on, people are going to think it's a nicer dress, right?
Okay.
That's what I
was going to say,
do you like shoes?
I love shoes, but let me tell you what I don't love. Shoes on Drag Race. It's so painful.
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's so painful.
Do you remember my white pumps that I wore the whole season?
Scuffed up
I had
ones.
Like one pair of shoes.
Yeah. I loved that. Your spring look was really cute too.
Oh my God. I remember this was probably one of the only compliments I've ever received in my life. But it was like, you turned to me and you were like, I wear a lot of vintage too. I know that there's holes in that because of moths. It looks really
Did
good.
Did I say that?
Yes.
You oh were like, my God.
You were like, there's holes in it because of moths, but like, I wear a lot of vintage. I love it.
It looks so cute.
It was.
It
I
was
don't,
really cute.
I don't like hate any of it. I don't think of it because I also think of the resources. At the time, yeah. that's all I knew. And like,
same.
Whatever.
Yeah. You know, it is what it is. The thing is, that's I prefer that.
Yeah.
I'd rather you come in something that you really love that's a little bit moth-eaten, but like still's like serving than yeah. some like ridiculously over-fluffed, like custom, like just ridiculous thing that you think is like
just
gonna
elevated
it,
drag queen outfit number three.
Yeah, yes. like very that like
because it's all at this point it lacks a lot of originality yeah. and it's regurgitating what they've seen on Drag Race and so yeah. it.
That's why Max and Pearl, like
Max and Pearl,
bro, Max had balls.
Yes,
the shit she pulled.
Yeah,
the
coming
crutches.
Out and just Matt. I mean, even the fall runway, just a wool jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like. You're literally
and
like
jod purrs or whatever. Yeah, it was like crazy.
It was literally like wool, like riding pants and like a mm-hmm. wool jacket and a gray wig and that's it.
Yeah.
And no makeup. Lash.
With no boobs. No boobs either. Just flat. Like
yeah. 3 hours, no
but
makeup.
Like
yeah.
the way she
no
served
makeup.
It.
Yeah,
it
was great though.
The mole.
The
slow motion mole and no makeup.
Darling.
I don't even think she wore foundation.
An SS30 yeah. crystal.
crystal yeah. AB.
Boom. Done.
It's crazy. Done. But that was, but you never ever saw it.
But
she
how,
had
why?
Balls.
No one does yeah. that. I would love, I think simple is fat. If you can really serve it to me, girl, go. If you can style a little thrift store outfit like that, yeah. I would respect you guys, the yeah. new girls, so much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much more.
I get, they really do. It's very difficult to tell, sure. to kind of tell them apart.
I care more about point of view. Like, yeah. like, what are you doing different? What's your idea?
Yeah.
You know,
what is interesting about you? That's
versus
not,
like
that I can't get from any of the previous contestants. Mm-hmm.
Right. Versus like, okay, the shape is good and I guess it's sparkly and you paid a lot for it, but like you know, that what else?
Yeah.
You know, what's the narrative a little bit?
You have to be committed, yeah. passionate about it. It's like you, I mean, I always dress with intention on the show. Like, I'm going to give them range. I'm going to give them yeah. This version of me. And this is like when I wore pants for the finale, I'm like, okay, well, this is an intentional choice because I don't want to be, everyone's going to wear a gown.
The gown. Yeah.
And everyone's going to think best drag gown. Well, no, we're giving speeches about why we should win and why everyone else shouldn't win. So like, I want to give like Dom vibes. Like I want to be a little bit butch and be assertive and be like, no, you're going to listen to me because I'm wearing the pants.
I love
and
that.
So there is like, you have to have some sort of like thought behind it. You can be like, okay, pretty like, da da da.
Yeah.
Like it has to be a little bit more
and
intentional.
Unpredictable.
And unpredictable. You have to think about what everyone's going to do and then sort of think about how you're going to stand out.
100%. Yeah. Without being too like cringy and stunty either.
Yeah. Right. Because some people are like, well, I forget who did it. There was, I think, a Canada's Drag Race one where they're like, I'm going to do something totally different. And it was just like completely trying too hard to be different.
Right.
It's a balance.
A good version of that is like on the Christmas special when we all did Christmas looks and Mayhem did Krampus,
yes.
which is all
yes.
black.
That's a great yes. example.
It's a theme. Yes. It yeah. completely fits in, but yep. oh, none of us
totally
talk about that. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, I would have gone out for that final runway and a very, like, you know, a sequin gown with an updo and everything.
Sequins.
Gown. But when I turn, I would have, the back would have been cut out and I would have shit down my legs the whole
way. I feel
way
like
back.
You can get away with a little sequins gown.
Because
there's certain
shit
people. Well, because there's
address
shit.
The shit.
You know what I mean?
I feel like you can get away with the sequence.
You know what I mean, though? There's something about if you have the personality and you have the charisma and you have the character development already in motion, then you can come out in a little shake and go. Because like, that's part of it.
Like yeah. the Despies dress, the pink
yeah,
solid.
Yeah, that was horrible. But
horrible.
It's iconic. You know, you did look like
wig.
Tara Reid.
The wig, girl. Tara Way Reed.
I mean, and it works in some weird way.
Yeah.
I mean, both of you.
So what you're saying?
Both of you work in some so weird way.
So you're saying we're both trash.
Yeah, both trash. Well, it's funny because I would say our season is definitely the most. So we have the most successful girls.
I was
going to
say,
as a bunch.
Don't you think cumulatively altogether? Look at the
look
material.
Look at the material.
Look at the material. So much success has come out of our season, and it was considered to be, and for a long time, the most boring Ooh. Season.
But you know what, though? Turner, I'm sorry. I love Kim. Of course, I love Bob. I love a lot of season 8.
Of course.
That next season, following our season of Runways,
horrible.
Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
It was horrible.
It's not Drag Race anymore.
It was horrible.
No.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I mean, thank God Bob is so funny, because that...
Hilarious.
It. I mean...
I love her. She's been on the pod. She looked jacked.
Just, I mean, cartoonishly bad. Yeah. Cartoonishly
no makeup
bad.
On. I mean, cartoonishly so bad.
So, I mean, you get the sense. I was like, is this just an like a comedian who just
now,
put on drag 2 weeks ago?
Because well, Bob the thing now is Bob,
he's fantastic. Yeah.
Bob does love drag, though.
He does. That you know was why I mean? Was confusing.
Apparently not putting it on.
But it's just something about... I don't even know. I can't put my finger on it.
I told Bob this. I think you're such a strong performer, and it's fun now seeing your drag match that level of
yeah,
life.
It's just...
You're such a good entertainer. And now you look the part.
And it's also the more manageable catch-up. It's like, if you're going to lack something,
right.
That's what you need to lack. You can't learn how to be a funny performer. Or like, I mean, you can improve that skill, but you can't like get that it factor.
But the other thing I love about Bob is that I'd be like, girl, what are these kitten heels? And she's like, oh... And then she throws it right back and is like, is your content on Netflix? Do you have a Netflix comedy special? I didn't think so. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
were you nominated for an Emmy?
Literally, I'm like,
are you in Lafayette, Arkansas, putting people in drag for the Emmy, mom?
Very that. I'm like, you know what? Work, bitch.
100%.
Go off. That's the school that I come from, where it's like, you want to read? Okay, well, let's read. Like, and I'll throw it right back in your face. You're not going to hurt my feelings about the way I look or whatever, da-da-da-da-da. Like, no, bitch. I am that diva. I am the doll. I am iconic. I am talented. And you're not going to tell me anything besides that.
That's how I feel all the time.
And Bob has that. So, like, girl, if you have that, nothing I say matters. So
nothing.
Then, la-di-da.
It's like when
Slay Diva.
It's like when
work little mama. Work little mama.
It's like when Kennedy is like, you know what I like about you, Trixie? You'll just wear anything. Thanks, girl.
Remember that in Untucked when they were reading your Jet Set Eleganza?
Oh, yeah, yes. I went to your mom's birthday party, that iconic fight.
There's that one
Jasmine
gift.
Was not featuring the
but
Trixie Mattel
was
fantasy.
Also, she was dressed as a stewardess as
no,
well.
No, Kennedy was.
Oh,
Kennedy
she was Kennedy wearing was. Just like a cocktail dress.
Yeah.
But there's that fabulous gif of us from that episode.
Oh, we all lean in. So good. It's so good.
That is my favorite gif.
Yeah,
that was great.
That's my favorite. That the Untucked moments were just
primo.
So good.
What was your most happy?
We have to wrap.
Oh, yeah, we have to wrap.
We're
okay.
Pretty long in, yeah.
Okay.
Or they're just going to start cutting it.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Miss Violet. Thank you for coming on our pod. It was a truly enjoyable experience.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing seeing you for real.
No, it's so good to see you guys catching up, reminiscing. Yeah. Moving on.
Say hi to your cat.
Moving on.
Yes, I will. Give
Eugene.
My love to Eugenie.
Teeny weeny Eugenie. Teeny. Blown up. More followers than you on Instagram at this point.
Very soon. If you're
she's
looking,
doing Pride.
She's doing Pride, but she's available for booking.
She's on Work the World.
Eugenie's on Work the World. Look, I got to leverage it to something.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Mwah. Thanks for having me.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.